Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 52 of Rise of the Star Lords. Chaos at the bridge, and I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I was going to say, has it turned into a Star Wars NPC?
I think it has.
This is the show you're looking for.
Just everybody in Star Wars is inexplicably British.
Well, last week, our heroes leapt to the defense of Sandpoint against a giant assault, literally giants, from the heavens. And the group split the party in twain, going to different bridges, multiple turns away. And Jacinto attempted to summon a creature to fight for them, a thing he's done numerous times, but something sort of metaphysically jostled his elbow, and now we have...
It's me.
Conrad.
Player character.
And Grar.
Yes.
Or...
Excuse me, roar. Don't try to, you know, mock my bear's cultural ability. Thank you.
I'm just going to apologize for my linguistic ineffectuality. I am not great at other languages.
Okay. Grar knows you're trying your best.
Yeah, I know. But
don't you say that about his mother. In his native tongue.
In my native tongue, no less.
Oh god. So the icebreaker this week is courtesy of someone by the name of Darth Jello Lobes. I have no idea who this could be.
The internet is all kinds.
The question is, what's something that your PC never learned to do? I'm just going to go left to right according to my screen. Let's start with Leif and Ava. What is something that Ava never learned to do?
Oh, goodness. There's a lot of things. Social manners, how to read and write. Of course, she'd actually learned that later. Which is the salad fork and which is the dessert fork? Take your pick.
Pretty much any kind of culture.
Uh-huh. Any sort of culture.
Yep.
And as is reflected by her culture score of 2.
Level. Manners.
And here is our traditional Lapis is absent, so we have to make up some fact about Finn.
Finn never learned how to dance, believe it or not.
Oh, you're going to go with that. I was going to go which way? I was going to go Finn never learned his left or right.
I like yours better. We'll go with yours.
And next up, Conrad and Grar.
So Grar is, he's a creature of the wilderness. I mean, he does know basic social graces, but he just never really had the same upbringing a lot of other people had. So while he can appreciate the finer points of something like music, Grar, to his endless chagrin, never learned how to play a musical instrument. I mean, he'd be partial to like a string instrument, like a harpsichord or something along those lines. Alas, when he tried to play it, his massive shattering claws just destroyed the poor instrument and unmade it through his sheer entropy. So perhaps someday he will find some sort of instrument that can withstand his massive world destroying capabilities. Alas, has not happened yet.
Has Grar considered his natural instruments in the form of like an a cappella type thing? Or...
I'm going to say no, just because I'm not going to roleplay that.
Or maybe something less musical, but maybe like puppetry.
Could be continued.
No, this seems perfect. Sounds like something Jacinto can help.
What about Nick and Lahan?
Lahan is good at lots of things. And there's a couple of obvious things she's not good at, like anything social. She's not really good at anything social. But also, I don't think she ever learned to grow a plant. Like, ever. She has no ranks in life science. She could probably figure it out if she put her mind to it, but never figured it out.
not good at life science, but you're pretty decent with a med kit, if I remember right. So that probably is because you can see the body of sentience as a organic machine, I imagine.
Something like that. I can just replace it with wires, right? Cybernetics.
Yeah, fair.
That is how it works.
That is how it works. Just rip out the organic bits and put metal in there.
Mm-hmm. It works with my brain.
Any sort of metal will do.
Yeah, just any metal. Tom and Jacinto.
Jacinto has, I think I am going to borrow that never learn to dance one. Jacinto has never learned to dance.
No, that's Finn's.
No, Finn never learned his left or rights.
Oh, okay.
That never happened. So Jacinto has never learned how to dance. Just never really came up much.
The music?
Hey, I am a music major. I teach music. I've been doing music all my life. I'm terrible at dancing. So it's possible. Just because you know math doesn't mean you know rocket science, right? Like,
I feel like, we lost some video.
We lost Leif.
Leif. They'll be back probably.
Mm-hmm. Most likely. Hopefully.
I feel like there has to exist video somewhere of you attempting to dance badly, Tom.
I took, fun fact, in my backstory, real life backstory, I took a Latin dance class in college.
Really?
Yeah. I learned salsa, bachata, tango, other Latin dances.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bachata was fun. I liked bachata a lot.
I have no idea what that dance is.
I couldn't tell you at this point, but I remember liking it.
All right. And we almost need to vamp a little bit more at this point because the first person up is Ava, and that's Leif.
Oh, no.
I'm just distracted by what Judy has brought you. What is?
Oh, yes. What's in the box?
I don't know.
Judy comes in with a timely vamp. Nice job, Judy.
Starting her young.
She keeps trying to give me her toys. They're these things that pop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She has become obsessed with them. She made a lemonade stand that she converted into a corner store and was bartering tissue paper from Kleenex from me for and insisting that I buy those things.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And then she drew little cups of lemonade on paper and was like, "Here, you have to buy a lemonade as well."
Capitalism's got its claws in you and in your daughter very early on, Jet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
True. There's a Leif.
It's a Leif.
Welcome back.
You guys don't got to draw attention to it.
We were stalling for time because we finished we finished Jacinto's thing that Jacinto never learned, which was dance.
I drop out randomly.
And then you dropped out.
Just keep going like nothing happened.
Well, then you dropped out, but then Ava's first in the turn order.
Yeah. We need you.
We need you. We've done our icebreaker. We've kind of gone over what happened last week. I have changed the map so that both maps are on the same screen, so it'll be a little bit easier for us to keep track of what's going on, be a little bit more fluid, hopefully. Ooh, thank you, the Double Doge. You just subscribed.
Nice.
And, We're jumping into turn six, and Ava, you have a flat-footed giant there, right in front of you, towering above you.
It's not concerning at all that Jet's counting around.
Wasn't there something going on with this guy, though?
They had just backed up, and were kind of pawing at the ground with one foot as though they were a bull.
Right. combat banter. Lahan, we might have some another one coming over or potentially through. And then we'll... no, I don't have that. I'm thinking of my Pathfinder 2 character. I do not have the ability to reposition people who are bigger than me. We'll just attack.
Combat maneuvers in Pathfinder 2. So great.
They're a lot of fun. I do like them. Yeah. Assurance really made them shine.
I just got a notification. Non-standard action is live on Twitch, y'all.
Oh, no way! There.
Jeez.
Oh, they have these goobers.
No!
That's not right. I'm experiencing technical difficulties.
I don't know what you're talking about. You just attacked and you rolled a one.
Well, it was supposed to be a full attack. I'm only seeing.
Oh, okay.
So let me just hit the button again. Take 4 off of this. Is there a -4 to that? No, there's not. Why did it not go through as a full attack? All right, whatever. No worries. That's
much better.
Only a 30 to hit.
Yeah, that is definitely going to hit.
43 sonic damage.
Why you gotta try and kill my giants? They just want to destroy Sandpoint. A little bit. Just. Little bit.
I'm sorry, we can't even let you destroy it a little bit. This is our home.
Just some light destruction. Maybe some rampaging.
No. No rampaging.
Yeah, any amount of destruction is no good.
All right.
Unacceptable.
It is Lahan's turn.
Indeed. Let's see. I combat tracked that giant last round. And I'm using my horse pack, so I have 60 feet of movement. Let's get in closer and take another shot with my Roar class Frost Maw. It's a 21 hit.
Sorry, I was checking a thing. You did fly closer, and you're shooting the giant? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, the one who's coming over the wall.
And it was a 21 versus EAC.
Mm-hmm. Flat-footed, apparently.
They're
that's the one it's token.
Flat-footed, which is actually what... Let me double check, because for some reason flat-footed is just... Whoop, yep, nope, that is what makes it hit.
Yes! 26 full damage to that giant. And I will pass my turn to whichever giant this is. It doesn't look like it's on my map.
Minus 20. Oop. That's 26. Cold damage.
Victory, I should mark down my actually, ammunition.
It did not do quite as much damage as you expected.
So rude.
All right. But you moved. You attacked. Do you have no... Nope, go ahead.
What kind of culture check or call things about these giants? They're humanoid, right?
Yeah, I think we did life science last time, but culture would probably also be applicable.
What do I know about these giants with a 22?
You know they're really big people?
Big.
I think that's what Grar got last time,
no,
too.
No, that's true. You know, hey, great minds, right?
Great minds. Yeah, I only rolled a 4. That's fine. It was worth a try.
You're just
now dead. I passed my turn to the giant, for real.
Yeah. Well, the giant that you passed it to is the dead giant.
Oh, well. In that case, I passed my turn to Grar.
Yep. To Grar. Oh, wait. We bypassed Grar. I'm going back to Grar.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Whatever. We'll do Grar, and then we will go to Jacinto. Okay.
I believe last I checked a week ago, I was having a very one-sided duel with this four about to be unmade giant in the bottom right.
Yeah, it can't hit you for...
No, I'm going to hit me like once if I don't kill him immediately now.
Don't you mean very one-sided?
Yes!
Oh god, indignation on Conrad's face.
Like, let me see if I can just like reroll some character that's impervious to puns being made at this race. We'll just try to come. That's fine. No, it's, you're not sorry at all. Don't lie to me. He's going to pull a tag and tropic strike this little gentleman in front of me.
This poor, innocent giant.
That's against EAC.
The 19 will miss, but the 31 will hit for 34 damage.
Fine. I continue to unmake him from existence. That's a good use of 6 seconds for me.
It does not appreciate your efforts. Giant is dead.
I really don't care if it appreciates it or not. It's going to get unmade.
It might get unmade. Its companion died towards the end of last episode.
Uh-huh.
And this giant that you have been slowly, and by slowly I mean slowly to us, because in real time from their perspective, over the course of like 20 seconds, you've just eviscerated it. It's going to sprint away.
I have to stop you. You skipped my turn.
Oh, poop. I am sorry, Tom.
That's okay.
You go, Tom.
Thanks, man. So, let's see. Jacinto has just a whole bunch of stuff going on. So, Conrad, something about Jacinto is his Song of the Spheres adds an attack and damage buff. Did I explain this last week?
You may have, and I just forgot.
I might have put a buff on your character sheet.
Okay. So... then, yes. So, Song of the Spheres is down to 3 rounds. Everybody is also hastened by the Song of the Spheres. Now, Jacinto is going to, at the start of my turn, designate the Wisp ally to go to this giant up north, where Finn and Artania are tag teaming. So the Wisp ally will fly over here and provide harrying fire, which is a +2 to the next attack roll made against it. That attack roll will be made by Artania. So let's do that right now. We do have the Song of the Spheres up. Right. +2 to this. 32 versus KAC for a total of 22 piercing damage.
That will hit and do 22 piercing damage to this giant.
Yes, and then the this is a heckin. What is it?
I think it was the Protean.
It is a Protean. Yes, I couldn't remember. Yes, it's a Protean. So the Protean. Oh, and both the Protean and Artania heal 2 hit points at the start of my turn. How exciting! So the Protean.
How'd you do that?
Could you move the Protean up here, please?
Sure.
Thanks. The giant could take an attack of opportunity on the Protean if it so desired.
Because he has 15 feet of reach, I believe. Yes. I am not going to turn that offer down. Here comes a ferromagnetic storm hammer.
Oh, those are really bad. Wait,
really
those,
bad.
Those are really bad.
That's what I've been swinging around the whole time, Tom, other than when I wanted to do some slaps. 37 to hit for 38 electric and bludgeoning damage.
So the Protean just poof gets smacked and disappears. It is gone. But that's fine. Because Artania is then going to skitter back here. Because ain't nobody doing that. Then we're going to move up to Artania and cast Defrek's Hardiness on him like we should have done long ago. So now Artania, the hairs on Artania's carapace sort of just like swing, spring up in large spikes.
That was not expected to go on.
You know, like sharp blades. Swing.
Okay.
And
whatever you say,
though. Yep. Yeah, that's right. That's my turn. A short turn, as far as Jacinto turns go.
All right. Hey, Grar, what's your reach?
15 feet. Okay. 15 yards or whatever the...
You were right the first
meters.
Time.
How far... Okay. Let me measure. Let me do a measure, because I know diagonals are sometimes odd. Oh, wow. 25 feet at that location. Because I was... Yeah, it was there. Move over one. Sorry, I'm just making... Yeah, this creature is going to just sprint. It's full... It's just going to run, straight up run, which will be 180 feet off the map.
Oh, no, no, no. I am chasing you down, buddy.
Oh... Are you? Okay.
Bad day? I may be.
Maybe. Sounds like a very bad idea.
Yeah. That's that giant's turn.
Or a very bad day.
This giant is going to provoke an attack of opportunity from Finn as it also sprints 180 feet.
So I'm, does mine not provoke an AO?
It was, according to the measurement tool, where it was originally at was 15 feet away. Hey. It stepped out of your threat range. It didn't so move that through. Would, stre- it didn't move
no,
through.
No, that would provoke. It would? Left. Okay. If you leave a threatened square.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah. That then. Yeah. There's. I mean, if you roll real well, you might kill the giant. You might not have to try and chase it.
That's fine.
22 versus EAC. Running lowers armor class, doesn't it?
It flatfoots you, yes.
It flatfoots you.
So because it ran, that hit. And it's still standing, but it's by a thread. It's by a thread.
That's fine.
And then we need the attack of opportunity from Finn.
Before you go through with that guy's turn, you forgot to do the two on our map.
Yeah, the two on the lower map don't have turns.
I forgot to add them. Holy crap. Well, are you guys opposed to me just re-rolling some initiatives for them, and then we will fit them in on the next turn?
That's fine.
Or you can just put them here at the end of the round.
Yeah,
I'll just do that. Let me...
Put them behind Finn and call it good.
Yeah, thank you for catching that, Leif, because...
I just wanted to make sure our bads have a chance to do something cool before I made them all.
Well, thank you for catching them.
The folly of me moving them to a new map, and then I forgot something important, obviously.
I'm not opposed to them not doing anything, but that's just me.
Okay. Wait, no, what... Grab the wrong one. So if they're going to go after Finn, that one is still going to run. Finn does get an attack of opportunity, and I think, was it Leif that was running our Solarian last week, or was...
I think it was Nick, in fact.
Nick.
What? Was it me?
It was you.
I guess I can run.
Yeah, it was, because Lapis was like, Finn wouldn't do that. Finn would do this, and you're like, mwahaha, sisters...
That's right. We had sibling rivalry. But everything... Wait. Is everything on their map dead? Or are they running away?
No,
you get
running
to make
away.
An attack opportunity.
Finn
as
gets
one
to make an attack
away.
Opportunity.
Right. Well, in that case, make an attack opportunity. Oh, no.
Bad
That's
day.
Not one.
That's just not good. That will miss.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's uncomfortably close to still hitting even on an at one. And it's now Finn's turn. I know it's right on the edge of the map and does not look that far away, but both of those giants are, again, 180 feet from their original position. So they're probably another... 80 feet off the map, and this map is already giant. And I'm
now we had other locations that were in trouble.
You
right?
did, yes. Yeah. And if you're curious about them, I can pull up the map of Sandpoint real quick so you can take a look.
Because it feels like if these were running away, it might be this group's best bet to
yeah,
here. So we will go to the map of Sandpoint just for a moment. And take
Sorry,
it
I was muted. We're already back. I was saying it's the bridge to the south. It's just the bridge to the south.
And an estate way off to the south.
Outside of the
Mm-hmm. Yeah, outside the bounds of the town.
Wait, whose estate is it?
Well, you're not exactly sure. You just know it's towards the rich part of town, from because you just saw that there was something coming down that way.
Oh, we went the wrong way. That didn't even register in my brain.
Well. Oh.
Yeah.
So.
My house is that way, remember?
That's right.
We just jumped the defense of the town. We're just heroes that way. All good. Book it to the South Bridge?
Yeah, that would have been the plan, I think. Finish up at your respective bridgeheads and then meet up at the third.
So yeah, this is what we have here. And again, I did this as close to scale as I could so we could measure the approximate distance and figure out how many turns it would take to get places. So if those of you that were on the bridge map would like to make your way somewhere.
Did the folks at the bridge fly there?
Everyone flew because everyone either has jetpacks or wings.
Oh, but now we have a bear. Does the bear fly?
Of course the bear flies, Tom.
In that case, I think that's a good question.
it's Starfinder. Everyone's got jetpacks.
950 feet. If Jet's letting us run with jetpacks? Yes, no?
I think we were doing double moves.
Finn's only got 30, so that's 15 rounds.
Boy. Yeah. I should just buy some spell gems of haste or something. Those are dirt cheap at this level.
You guys were able to move faster because you went hasted.
The jetpack, I think, could double move. I think Finn could run because Finn has the wingies.
Finn does have wings.
Yeah, so Finn could do 120 feet.
In that case, Finn's maybe not the slowest. Fly speed on Jacinto?
So Artanya has a fly speed, I guess, of 40 feet, right, Jet? Because his land speed is fly speed. Artanya's at 40 feet.
12 rounds if we're keeping pace.
Okay. Then Jacinto will burn another resolve point because this seems pretty important. And hasten us for 4 rounds, which it adds 30 to everybody's fly speeds. Most fly speeds aren't going to have an enhancement bonus, so that should be true across the board.
So 120 brings it down to 8 rounds.
That's still really long, but I don't see what else we can do, honestly.
Well, it gives a 30 foot enhancement bonus to your fly speed. Finn's is 30, which brings it up to 60, which 60 times 4 for a mid-air run would be 240.
But I don't think Finn's going to leave the rest behind.
Correct. But if all the giants are retreating, are all of you going to then immediately be bouncing? Is your other thing.
Yeah, probably.
Do we know how would it make sense for the people in the middle bridge to go help the people at the top bridge?
That's up to you. You guys can go wherever you want. And I know that these are choices that you're going to have to make.
Jacinto trusts the two of them to handle that bridge. They've got Ava and Lahan. Ava's a powerhouse in melee. Lahan's a powerhouse at range.
I feel like Ava would have said, like, the plan should be, don't come for us if you finish up at your bridge. Go to the other one, because we're understaffed.
I agree.
All right. Eric can follow instructions. Let's go up.
Yeah, so Jacinto will call out to Grar and say, sorry, I never asked your name. I'm Jacinto. Do you want to come help us fight at another bridge? We've got one to the south.
I give you this, like, via telepathy. The gall on this plant. Oh my gosh. All right, look, well.
Well, he helped once before.
You did. Okay. We'll delineate exactly how much you owe me after this one. Give me this, fair. Like, over telepathy, feel like. Okay?
All right. Yeah, all right. Okay, fine.
Okay, so...
You can fly... Hold on. Can Hasidra just fly on me?
I can fly on... So Artanya, my spider, has a fly speed. He has wings.
Yeah, I've got a force tag. Can you fly on me?
We could probably both ride on you. We're small.
Yeah.
I'm tiny, and Artanya is small. So, Jet, is that cool?
That's fine by me.
All right, sweet. We take off on a jet.
Horseback does have a base of 60, which yes. With haste makes it 90,
yes.
Which is 180 times 2 is... They brought it down to 3 rounds.
Okay. 300 feet.
So, I made... Just a second. So, we're currently on turn 6.
Yep.
Finn will probably be starting south now, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and it's going to take Finn 8 rounds?
If you let Finn run with haste, Finn is looking at 60 times 4.
240, yeah.
So it's just 4 rounds, so it'll take them one more if they stay with Finn, or Finn can show up around behind them.
So Finn's at 10.
And I say we get there as soon as we can.
Yeah. I'm having to write down a paper turn tracker because this is getting complex.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
No way.
Well, I'm just amazed that we are able to zip around so cronking quickly.
I remember out the gate, you all were like, oh no, what are we going to do? And it's going to take 4 turns to get over there. So much could happen in 4 or 5 turns. Oh gosh. And yep. Now you're problem solving like champs. And now all these things get to go over here.
Math finder.
Action hero.
And I think that the flat footed fades because I believe it was only for 1 turn. You can.
It will end at the end of his turn.
At the end of his turn.
Until the end of his turn. Yes.
So this giant is going to run at the gates, and as they do so, little jets pop out of their armor, and they sort of skip forward as they're accelerated, as you know. As though juggernaut boosters were activating.
How oddly specific, Jet.
Yeah. And it crosses its forearms in front of its body, and it slams violently into the gates, shattering them.
That's not good.
And it stops here. And then these bears that were just kind of pawing at the walls going roar, 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 roar last time start entering the town. Before I move
just calls out, Lahan!
Oh, good!
Lahan, there's bears! And I forgot to shift Z. So people can now see this giant ran through that gate. It is broken.
Well, that's no good.
Hey, that bear makes it to that house and starts eyeing the front door.
What? Uh-oh. This is not good.
There's bears all over. Evil, angry, hateful bears.
Oh my gosh, Dad.
And this giant that is flat-footed until the end of its turn, which I will toggle on, is towering over Ava. And it's just been stabbed by her, and shot, and that sucks. And it's going to sort of turn sideways and hold its ferromagnetic storm hammer down as though it were a croquet mallet, and then try and hit Ava. And I forgot to hit full attack.
That's not...
I forgot to hit full attack. So, I will subtract 4 from that. So, 32 versus your KAC?
That'll hit.
41 electric and bludgeoning. And then 35 versus KAC.
That'll hit.
42 electric and bludgeoning.
Oh my goodness.
Do you have an electrostatic field, Ava? Or was that Finn? I think it was Finn.
Yeah, Finn definitely has one, but
again, I feel like we've received enough of these.
Yeah, but I don't know how many armor slots Ava has. I know Ava at the very least has deflective reinforcement installed.
I don't have the armor upgrade.
Yep. And we're now on turn 7. And it's Ava's turn to respond to being hit like a croquet ball. Twice.
Nobody hits me like a croquet ball.
Twice.
She makes 3 rapid attacks against him.
Oh.
Does a 21 hit?
You got flashing strikes now?
It's Soldier's Onslaught.
Singing Onslaught, apparently.
As well, because she's using the Singing Shuriken.
Yeah.
Does a 21 hit EAC?
Wait. Okay, it says EAC 21, but I have flat-footed checked. Let's uncheck that.
Yeah.
EAC 23.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, then only the crit will hit. For 68 damage, and he is confused. Goodness. Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Just,
that's officially what your shuriken sound like, I guess. Judy's just yodeling in the background.
Canon. It is law.
68 sonic damage. They are unhappy and dismayed by that. And they are also possibly confused.
They should be confused. I don't think there's a save for that one. Let me double check for you.
Also, I think there's a spelling error.
that was a goof.
Yeah.
Nope, confused. There's no save for this one.
Oh, they're just it hits then, right? It's like when you're hit with the knockdown property.
Yep. Just goodbyes.
Confusion.
Oh no, not confisted.
Oh no, that sounds lewd.
It is a will saving throw.
A will save. Oddly enough, their best save.
It's all right. It's gonna have to be 13 and. 25.
It does beat it, but not by as much as I would like. I had to roll a 14 on the die to make it happen.
It's a level 13 weapon, so it's got a pretty high save.
Yeah, that was much closer than I was expecting it to be, considering my bonus to that will save. I got a total of 29, everybody. There are people listening that will want to know raw numbers, because I am one of those people when I listen. That giant is very unhappy with Ava. I don't know how those other two strikes didn't hit, because it's Ava and she just does murder. It's Lahan's turn.
9 and 7, and it's a -6 to my attack. I do 3.
Fair. Ava does in fact do murder. She's very good at it. And I think she's got that one under control. I will combat track the bear that's at the door here.
Yeah.
And take a shot at it. A 37 to hit.
Gross. That hits.
For 30 points of cold damage.
Hey, hey, all of that gets through.
Good. Take that bear. Get evil, out of my town.
Evil bears. No bears are wanted in this town except for the mayor and her brother.
Yep.
Rude.
And maybe their parents, but I think their parents have passed away.
Uplifted bears only.
It is Garar's turn. Garar is running.
The thing around the battlefield. Excuse me. Running? Does Garar look like someone good to run?
I mean, Garar is flying majestically, is what's happening.
He is flying low like a majestic little fighter jet on to the next turn.
Yep. Got two more turns until you get to your intended destination, along with Jacinto, whose turn it also is.
Same as what Conrad said.
Yep. I did make that assumption, but thank you for confirmation. And these two giants, I'm deleting them off the thing because they have run away. And it is Finn's turn. Finn is flying along slowly behind y'all. More notes. Hey, this turn went significantly faster. We're back to the giant that just blasted through the gates. It is going to step... that's not the path it wants to take. There. It walks up to the corner of this house. And in the process of walking, it draws its ferromagnetic storm hammer. And then it strikes that wall.
Just... Oh my goodness.
This bear starts mauling the door in an attempt to rip it off its hinges. This bear has a... I forgot that these bears have climb speeds, y'all. This bear is going to climb on top of the roof and start just, like, hopping up and down. Like, have you ever seen a bear that climbed on top of a car in Yellowstone Park and they're just going, womp, womp.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no. It's honestly horrifying watching them, like... just push windows in on a car. Yeah.
This bear is doing that to the roof. And the giant standing above Ava is going to resume its game of croquet.
How undignifying for Ava. She's going to have to murder this guy with extreme prejudice.
As she does. But I rolled an 18 to hit with the first one, which is a... on the die, 18, so 33. The second one, I rolled a natural 3 for a total of 18. So that one's going to miss.
Thank God that there's no such thing as critting 5 plus 10s in this system.
Yup. So you're going to take 43 bludgeoning and electric. How's Ava feeling?
Oh, you haven't broken her stamina yet.
I mean, I...
How?
It's Ava.
Resistances.
Deflective reinforcement, resistances.
She's built to take the hit and then not take all of the damage.
And then it's the final bear's turn. And I think this final bear is going to also climb up on the roof and just start going womp, womp, womp on the roof. Because I just love that image.
It is a great image.
And it is turn 8. And before any of you get to do anything, something happens. We cut away to the heavens, where there is a starship shaped like a magnificent metallic sort of rusted red dragon's head. And
I'm sorry, I'm getting really bad echo. Leif, you need to mute. Sorry.
No, you're fine. So we cut away into the heavens above... far above Sandpoint. There is a large ship shaped like a sort of rusted red dragon's head. And there is a hatch that opens up under, like, in the soft part of the where the jaw, underneath the jaw, and a turret descends. This turret has two barrels, one of which is charged with ugly purpley red energy, and it pivots down towards the town beneath, and a lance of energy zooms out of that cannon, and you hear a detonation in the west side of Sandpoint.
Well, Pronk.
And you feel the ground. Well, those of you that are on in contact with the ground, you feel the ground rumble. Those of you that are in the air, you're hit by a small blast wave as air is displaced.
Okay, plan. If you're
those of
me
you that are in the air,
that ship next, I'm out.
Those of you that are in the air see that the Sandpoint garrison was just struck by an orbital weapon.
That's bad news.
That's not good. I'm not saying that we're not going to go fight that ship eventually, but not like this. Like we have a starship.
And that was my turn. Now, Ava, the beginning of turn 8, you just saw a bolt of energy slam into Sandpoint and the very wall beneath you rumble. Actually, you're standing up on a wall. You might have actually seen the garrison struck, because the garrison's not far from you.
Well, she's facing away from the town, so she would have felt the heat on her back and seen the like shadows in front of her, but she just takes that to mean that she needs to finish this fight even faster. She's gonna do the same thing she did last time. Ooh, 26 might hit, but I don't think the 18 or 19 will hit.
26 does indeed hit for 41
41 damage.
And that giant is not looking super great. And it's Lahan's turn.
There wouldn't have to be any computers near these bears, would there?
They have environmental collars on.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Those are computers of sorts.
In that case, I will swoop down to the ground. I think it's going to take like half my movement to get down, but I will come down like here and I will shoot that bear again. Land gently near the wall there, and a 35 to hit EAC.
That super hits. That bear's looking real rough.
Is that 37 points of cold damage?
Oh, that 37, that hurts. And Gror, it's your turn. It is turn 8, and I'm gonna very briefly again. I apologize because we did this thing to minimize the amount of map hopping we're gonna do, but I need to show you something real quick.
Go on.
I'm gonna zoom in a little bit. I need to switch views slightly. Let's zoom in just slightly. All right. So you are. I'm just gonna use the Jacinto token to represent you all here.
Please, the Jacinto token.
The Jacinto token. You're approximately here, the halfway point between your two locations. And as you hit this point, Jacinto, Artanya, and Grar, and probably Finn trailing behind ever so slightly, might be seeing a little bit of something, but off to your right side or starboard side, if you're feeling a little bit nautical. You see some havoc being wreaked in this part of town. This is not where one of those orbital drop pods hit. It's as though maybe some people split off and did a sprint. You see. Let me get my numbers right. I need to get my numbers right. Sorry, finding my numbers. You see three giants just wreaking havoc in this part of town. You see them smashing open buildings. You see a couple of them reaching inside and fishing around. You even see one of them pull someone out, kind of like shake them a little bit, and then hold up their forearm, and you see a circular portal open up and they shove someone inside. And so you have the opportunity, if you want, you can divert to what's happening here, or you can continue to that southern bridge.
Do we see people at the bridge? Do we see anything happening at the bridge, Jet?
The southern bridge?
Yes.
You would probably see some signs of something happening. It's fairly far off. You guys did have to travel two turns to see what's happening here, and it's about the same. But you see the signs of something happening. There's like some smoke, and you probably hear some screams, even over the screams of what's happening nearby.
I think we should keep heading to the gate, only because if they take the gate, it's going to be easier for more of them to get inside.
Okay.
I guess.
And you guys are familiar enough with Sandpoint at this point. As tall as the giants are, it looks like they just walked across that narrow causeway there. Because the water is not 50 feet deep. And even if it was, they're very athletic, strapping specimens. When that other pod came down, some of them split off and they went north and they just ran through that causeway or that river.
Okay. So that's probably how they got in. And as long as we...
Because the entire town is not walled. You have walled gates at certain locations.
Right. Yeah. So stopping them at the bridge is probably more important right now. Okay.
All right. So I just wanted to give you that information. I'm going to take us back to here. Yeah, it was Grar, Jacinto, and Finn all back to back. So if you're continuing on that, and we're back to this giant. This giant smashes into the house. Let me shift Z.
Cool.
Smashes into the house, taking out a fairly big chunk. And with the remaining part of their turn, they shove their arm inside, and you hear screams coming from within.
Don't like this.
The very injured bear, one, it was attacking the door to begin with. Two, it's being shot in the back a lot. With one final push, pushes that door down and steps inside. I'm going to give them some sort of symbol to represent. Let us give them the broken skull symbol, because why not? They're inside the house.
So rude.
This bear is going to continue jumping up and down on the roof, and you start hearing wood splinter, but it is not inside the house. This giant is so very hurt and really hates Ava. It's just gonna continue its game of deadly croquet. Oh. A natural 3 and a natural 16 for an 18 and a 31 to hit. Does that 31 miss? I feel like it misses.
No, that 31 will actually hit.
Okay, so 42 electric and bludgeoning. Got you into hit points. That's the first in a long time.
She wipes a bit of blood from her temple and smiles.
And the final bear, also continues jumping up and down on the roof. Because I just love that image. I just love that image. And you do hear like the sound of wood beams cracking, and like the roof starting to give. And they've weakened one entire like slanted portion of the roof. And it's turn 9. And when turn 9 starts, the second barrel on the ship starts to glow slightly. And now it's Ava's turn.
You're muted, Leif.
I said, all right, we're doing it one more time. I just can't seem to hit more than once when I roll this, though.
Hey, that's all you needed. That first one hit and did enough. That giant crumples and falls from the wall and thuds into the earth outside the town wall or that gated section. You know what I mean.
Ava just with her combat banter says, "All right, Lahan, here I come."
Swaying slightly.
Oh yeah. She's like a little woozy from that one too many hits to the head. She's getting a little punchy.
Like Rocky in like round 8. Lahan, it's your turn.
Oh man. Well, could left with that bear, but I think I'm just gonna shoot it again. I think I can get rid of that one. This round, I think it's dead. Oh. That's a crit.
Oh no!
Yes.
Oh no!
Yeah. Oh yes.
Got it.
It 40. Ooh,
that's 50 cold damage.
50 cold damage. It's still alive.
Then it is also entangled.
Oh no, why? It's entangled.
Yes. Critical bind effect. It's frozen in place. As if my weapon had the entangled special property.
Oh.
That's perfect.
It impedes movement but does not entirely prevent movement unless the bonds are anchored. You move at half speed. You cannot run or charge. You take a -2 penalty to your armor class and attack rolls.
And I'm going to assume Ava's going to kill it. So I will combat drag the bear on the roof to my right over here.
Okay.
We are of one mind.
Because Ava could totally murder that bear now. I'm certain of it.
There. Combat track. Hey, we'll start using that target for that.
Nice.
So that's your whole turn. Mm-hmm. Grar, Jacinto, and Finn. You continue on.
Aren't we?
Oh, nope. You're there now.
There.
Yep, we're there. You're there now.
How far away from enemies are we?
All right. So just one moment. Let's.
Shall we use the same bridge map as before?
Actually, I have yet another map. This is dumb. Let's just use the same bridge map, because otherwise it's just going to get complicated.
Otherwise you completely defeat the point of all your hard work of putting this map on that map.
Yeah. Let me... Healing giants.
Oh no!
Not really healing giants. It's just giants are on this map as well.
They're regenerating giants.
No, I should have, you dissuaded me from chasing it down and killing it, Tom. And I'm going to hold you personally responsible.
Why are you holding what for? What?
It's banter while jets.
It's banter.
Repopulating.
I
was gonna chase down that one that tried to run away, and you dissuaded me because we had a town to save or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And now look at this.
Okay, so
not
what?
Only really regenerated. There's now three of them.
So you guys have taken so long to get there. Technically, these giants actually would have gotten across the bridge and into the town proper. I had actually intended to use a duplicate of actually buy me just a few more moments, and I can fix this and make it work better.
How much do a few more moments cost? Who's selling them? Have them?
I can sell them, but they've got to travel from Alaska, and that's at a really, really bad latency, even if we're sending them over the internet.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I tell you what, we have because we had two rounds remaining of the previous Song of the Spheres, so now we have three rounds of this Song of the Spheres remaining. So nice. We're showing up hasted and heckin'
songed,
yeah.
Sung?
Okay.
Sung. We're singing. Yeah, we arrive in this cloud of just an aura of music.
Heavenly host.
Yes. Sing
hallelujah.
It's less heavenly and more metal at this point.
You are riding a bear.
You are riding a bear. That's pretty cool.
Yes, I'm riding a sentient bear with a freaking magical jetpack descending on these giants.
Oh.
I think as we approach, if I may, also, we're going to, Jacinto's going to hop on Artanya, and then, like, Artanya's going to flare his wings out, and we're going to, like, separate from Grar.
I don't want to upstage you. Go ahead. So while you do that, I'm just going to full round charge attack the first one. The dive bombing jet tag bear at first round, obviously. Because it sounds like something my character would do.
Yeah, you are hasted as well, so you can full attack.
How many opportunities for this am I gonna get?
Oh my gosh.
No, someone tell me this is not the best thing to do in this situation.
It's absolutely the best thing to do. But I just want to remind our listeners that our Tanya's a multicolored danger spider with Vigo wings. And we have a bear with a danger spider with a plant boy on top.
Yes, this is some real little old lady who swallowed a fly.
I'm playing the Valkyries is playing
okay.
In the background.
I have... Okay. Fixed it. I just did a duplicate of the other map because I wanted a building. Because what you see before you are two giants shouting threats and hammering on Two Knights Brewery. Two Knights Brewery is owned by...
Our brewery!
It is your brewery, and I am draw... Like, the words are up here, but I can't articulate them. And I need to just look at the thing I wrote for that has been written for it. Gavin Devrin, the brother of the mayor, a burgundy uplifted bear, owns this. And you see, you actually see, like, if a giant gets too close and does not move quick enough, you actually see as someone, like, lashing out at them from within, as though someone is attempting to defend this building. But these giants are just shouting at the brewery, and they're demanding the beer.
I mean, maybe we should give them the beer. I bet they would be very good fighters if we just got them drunk.
Yeah.
But it's our beer.
Yeah. Grar, I put your token on the map, and this is what you see.
Okay.
It's not oriented 100% correctly. Actually, I can even make it better. I'm sorry, I was in a hurry. I goofed.
Okay.
I think it's great as it is.
Oh, no.
Well, no, I'm just, it would really be like oriented like this, and you'd be coming from the north where you are, and they would be.
No, it's okay. Hey, our imagination will take you the rest of the way.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit more like this. You're not coming over the wall. You're coming down along it like that.
It looks like a completely different map now, too.
Yes.
There you go. Go so. Grar.
All right. So, as I've said before, Grar is going to do a full round charge action to just slam behind this giant here. So mechanically, what he's doing is he's using a charge with a trip at the end. But what it is there's a bear on the jetpack falling from the sky, like basically like a meteor or something. It's going to just like have a very violent impact with this well-meaning but very belligerent giant.
Slam into his knees!
I'm just picturing you surrounded by like a corona of like entropic energy, like a comet.
Uh-huh. Of course. And singing too, with the metal choir behind us.
One of you has a sound system on your amazing armor.
Let's see, this is gonna be a trip. Okay, come on, button.
And you have to beat KAC plus 8. It rolled the first
KAC,
time.
KAC, please, EAC.
Oh, EAC. Well, either way, you do...
I'm sorry, does it keep rolling? No, I'm sorry. Just the first one, please.
Yeah, the 39. That 39 was enough to do it versus KAC plus 8, let alone EAC plus 8. So you do a trip, which they are prone. I don't like that.
Yeah.
There. They are prone. That is just bad news.
And that damage is a lie. It's just a side effect of putting Trip in as an attack.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ignore it.
So you do a full round charge Trip. You just bowl into its knees, and it just goes, whoa! Just thud to the ground. The ground shakes ever so slightly.
I mean, he wasn't expecting a bear to come out of the sky, which I can't really blame him for that one.
And Jacinto, you just saw that.
And I say, all right, Artanya. I'll say, all right, Artanya, follow that bear. And I had a question for you. Since we were flying for 3 rounds straight, could I have healed Artanya up with some mystic cures?
Yeah.
Since I wasn't spending actions. All right, cool. Then retroactively, a mystic cure 3. Woof, 31 points of healing. On top of that, which he was getting from the Song of Spheres. Oh, I'm still down a fair amount. Artanya, you beefy boy. Let's give Artanya mystic cure 2 and then call it a day.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Plus 13. We'll round that up to a nice even 20 and take 7 off of my own hit points. Because that's what I'm here for. I don't take damage. In fact, you know what? I'm so...
We have minions do that for you.
The last time you said that, you got damaged by a bunch of ogres.
I was going to say, these are famous last words, Tom.
I know, but it's my job. It's my niche on the show to tempt fate.
Yeah.
That
somebody's got to do it. It's a hard job, I know.
It's
Sloan is also very good at it.
Someone's got to do it. Exactly. And look what happened to Sloan in the last big fight.
Nothing happened. It was fine.
So, Jacinto. Oh yeah, that was a pretty big fight on Sunday. Anyway, Jacinto will drop off of Artanya, and even land prone. It doesn't matter. And Artanya will zip on over here. And can't get into flanking. We'll just zip next to Rar and take a bite.
Oh yeah, you're hasted. Jeez.
Yep, very fast. 25 versus CAC for 20 piercing damage.
That meets.
Woo! And then...
Actually, no, that doesn't because they're prone. That would have been 24, right?
No, so prone means that I get a plus 4 or bonus 20. To the attack.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
yes,
that would have been 29, and that's what I meant. Sorry.
Yes, that's okay. Jacinto will stand up and get in. You know, I'm just going to give myself an aura real quick so I know exactly where I need to be to. Oh, Jacinto will stand up and dust himself off and call it a day. That's my turn.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Finn.
Finn's around behind the glorious entrance of Bear Spider Plant.
Yep, Finn would be arriving now. And Finn would be fully attuned, by the way. But you would have just arrived now. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, this giant. We're over to this giant.
No.
This giant pulls a screaming person out of the building. And another a disc or portal opens up on their forearm, and they shove them in. The bear inside walks around the corner and hides. It's tired of being shot. It doesn't like being shot.
Just wanted to hop on some houses.
This one falls through the roof finally with its last jumps. This giant just starts decomposing. It's dead. I'm taking it out of the turn order. This last bear, the one that you targeted, you combat tracked. It does the last final jump and it collapses through the roof and it's inside. And now you hear more screams. and it's turn 10, and the turret barrel glows slightly brighter.
Thanks, Jed. I hate it.
You hate it? What do you hate? There's nothing to hate. Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness. All right, Ava, you have a dead giant on the ground outside the wall behind you, and you've got bears in a house in front of you, and a giant stuffing people into what you presume to be a null space chamber. If you're talking, you're muted.
I said, yeah, that's a problem, isn't it? She'll get to about here. How high up is this, and how far down can I get while still moving to there?
I said the walls were about 40 feet last time, with the circular part you were standing on being another 10 feet higher.
Okay.
And the house is probably, it's like a two-story house, so it's, you know, like 20, 25 feet.
So would I still be at 50 feet up right there if I move 50 feet, or would I be able to lose any altitude?
I mean, you can lose some altitude. I'm fine with that.
You go down twice as fast, 10 feet for 5 feet you move.
Oh, fantastic. Well, then I just land safely on the ground without having to, like, hit the ground.
Sure.
See that bear around the corner there?
You see the bear's round, fuzzy buttocks as it's cowering around the corner.
Fantastic. That's all I needed to see.
Nothing but bear butts. That's all you need.
That's a bear butt right there.
Nothing but bear butts. That's a 30 to hit EAC from around the corner.
Oh, you super do. And that bear 45. That bear is dead. Yes, it is a very big butt. Lahan, your target just fell inside the house through the roof.
Indeed. I take it I can't see that. You said the roof is about 25 feet up?
Yeah, just hover over it.
Yeah, I thought you were hovering in the air. Yeah,
I came down because I was going.
Okay, yeah.
I was pondering doing a hack.
Yeah, the roof's like on a slant, so it's probably like 20, 25 at the peak. And then the bear just fell inside.
So very rude. I will go 30 feet up, which is one move. And then because I still probably can't see that bear from 30 feet up, I'll take a shot at the giant for now.
That innocent kidnapping giant.
Yeah, that terrible, terrible kidnapping giant. It's 31 versus DAC.
31 versus DAC hits, but again, it feels as though not all of the damage is going through.
Yeah, I know. Terrible. Just the worst. All right, that's my turn.
And it is Grar's turn.
All right, so now that Grar has made his entrance, he's, all right, looks like that giant is in an excellent position for some full attack action, which if I were to quantify that in some numerical values. Click the button. But yeah. He'll do about that much.
Well, unfortunately for me, both of those hit.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're fine. The giant may not be.
So that's that's a gross amount of damage. That's 80 damage.
It is 80 damage.
Oh, it's still standing, but it's super messed up.
So it's, as the metal music keeps playing, Garar swings his excessively violent claws. There's freaking giant butts spattering up in the ceiling. The giant's still, like, face down on the ground. And, like, what a very metal scene this is.
Yeah, and I
very,
just realized,
very metal.
I realized I forgot to give these giants a turn, so I'm just tacking them on at the end.
That's fine.
Because I'm bad.
Stand up, guy. That's is that the answer?
They delayed. It's
yeah,
fine.
They delayed because they were so focused on that beer.
right, that's it for me.
Mourn their loss of the beer.
Jacinto, what would you like to do?
So this thing, this giant is still up, yes?
It's up. Well, it's prone. Well, it's prone. It hasn't stood, but it is alive.
Okay. Why didn't it stand up?
Because I forgot to do the turn.
Oh, I see. Well, then Artania will gladly take advantage of this by making a... You know what? Artania's going to make a full attack, because why not? Because
why not?
It's prone. I get a +4 to the attack. So, yeah, full attack. And if this kills it, the second one, Artania can actually move in between the full attack to go approach the other one.
Because it's...
Because of haste.
Haste?
17 will miss.
Miss. But a 25, we know, meets its KAC.
Yep. 31, piercing damage.
Almost max damage.
It is still up. It's still just, it's just looking real messed up.
So Grar sort of rips into it with his claws, and as he's doing that, Artania just like slips in and bites at the giant's neck with his awful pedipalps.
And Artania is so small, and the giant's so big.
Yeah. Jacinto, I guess I should do something with Jacinto now as well. Jacinto is going to cast. Let's see what Ego Whip does. Oh, I didn't enter a thing.
Ego Whip. Ego Whip exposes an error in the matrix.
It does. So I can read off Ego Whip. Yeah. So -2 penalty. Oh wow. Yes, I would like to cast Ego Whip on. After moving closer. I'm hasted. I'm casting Ego Whip on the giant to the south. It can make me a will save.
Why would you do this to my poor innocent giant?
So innocent.
Oh gosh. What's the save?
It is a DC 19 will save.
Oh, thank goodness. I made it. I rolled a 9 on the die.
Okay. Well, you are staggered for one round.
No!
You take a -2 penalty to intelligence, wisdom, and charisma-based checks, your spell save DCs, and your will saving throws. In addition, you are staggered for the duration. A successful will save reduces the duration to one round.
What image represents staggered?
The one of the guy holding his head and screaming.
Where is that image? I can never find them when I'm looking for them.
No, they vanish when you look for them.
It's like they're hiding.
Mm-hmm.
I see dude flexing. Why can I not find it? Oh my gosh.
Let's... guy holding his head and screaming. He is next to the grenade beneath the flag.
Ah, there we go. For some reason, my brain was interpreting that as a diamond with reflection like indicators.
Jed, you might need new glasses.
I mean, I'm also zoomed out. I have contacts. I have very awful eyes. Corrected to an acceptable level for the Coast Guard's purposes.
good to know. Very important.
Because otherwise I wouldn't have my license. So that was Jacinto's turn. Finn. A fully attuned Finn.
He's going to charge! Because who are we to get up here? Make an attack at the end.
Okay.
Submit. Go! 36 to hit. Oh!
It, you know it hits.
The 33 points of bludgeoning damage.
It's still alive, but it's real beat up. It's sad.
Next round will explode if we need to.
This giant, seeing Ava come close, kind of lumbers over here out from behind that tree. And then smacks at Ava with their hammer. As is giant tradition. This one is smacking at you as though it were a tennis racket. I don't know why sports equipment versus Ava is a theme with giants now.
Because she's so sporty.
Probably. But a 30 to hit for 30 electric and bludgeoning damage.
Why we call her Sporty Spice?
Yes, obviously.
Oh.
Lave is making a face. It's like sheer disapproval of this joke.
So how is Ava looking? What's Ava's?
How much damage was it?
It was 30 electric and bludgeoning.
Pretty good.
All right. Oh, that bear's dead. You can come off the turn order. This bear. You see. Oh, this is gonna be mean. This bear right here. You can't see what it's doing in there, but all of a sudden, you see a person just come flying out the hole in the wall, screaming and land on the ground, and they're just laying there holding their arm, just crying. They're there, and their arm is broken, and they're crying.
This bear went in through the roof, though.
It did, but it went into the roof on the second story where the giant had busted the wall.
The giant had busted a hole in that wall. That's right.
Yes. And then this bear does some things, and you hear more shouting.
Oh no!
And then this giant over here finally stands up.
He's just so shocked by our arrival.
And it's staggering back and forth like Rocky after he's just had the snot beaten out of him by the Russian. Good old Drago, I believe.
So not to put add suffering on this giant. Does Sammy get provoking AO in Starfinder? I can never remember.
I don't.
No, it doesn't. Okay. That's Pathfinder too.
Pathfinderism.
Pathfinderism in general, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Both, but not Starfinder.
Yeah, ranged attack, casts a spell unless the spell stipulates otherwise or opponent moves or is moved out of a space. So it stands up and it attempts to kick the bear.
That's bad plan.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's probably not going to work.
It's probably not going to work, but...
You have very high AC, a 32 versus your KAC.
I'll look it up just to give him the dignity of me looking it up, but it's a miss.
Yeah, I feel like it's a miss because I think I rolled something very similar last time and you were like, no.
Yeah. That's a miss. Oh.
But how fun would it have been if the giant had kicked the bear?
The bear would have retaliated.
This giant here, who has the screaming head icon, is staggered.
Is staggered, yes. One action, period.
One action. They're going to try and smash the door so they can get at that beer.
This doesn't seem like the right call.
Really, really, not here for a long time, here for a good time, this giant.
Yeah.
The staggered fade on your turn or at the end of this turn?
It lasts for one round, so I think probably that's your been turn. Ruled generally as my turn, yeah.
Yep. Okay. We are now on turn 11. That turret glows slightly brighter. And now it's Ava's turn. You have a dead bear that you just stabbed in the butt.
Stabbed, no. Through the shuriken. I think there's another term for that, but that's not the point. She's going into the house, and she's going to find this... use her movement speed to find the bear upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a small house. There's a stairway in there not too far. You could... What's your movement speed right now?
It's 40.
Yeah, you could definitely get in there and get up to the second floor and look around. And it's basically... there's a small bedroom that would be like in this corner here, presumably probably a kid's room, slightly larger room over here. You'd probably be coming up a staircase in the middle here. And then this is like a big open area where the bears are standing. And this bear right here is pounding on the door to the kid's room. And this bear right here is looking very satisfied with itself and just kind of standing close to the edge and looking down out the hole in the wall.
Oh, I'm really enjoying the roleplay for these bears.
I'm having fun with them too.
we're gonna shuriken this bear closest to me.
Ah,
24
okay.
To hit EAC.
That, you know, that does.
Or 47 sonic damage.
47. 47.
47, you heard me.
Ow.
47.
That bear goes, burr! Well, probably deeper, like, burr! And it's
that's
Lahan's
the audio.
Turn. Yeah, there we go. That's what people pay the big bucks for.
Oh yeah,
that is why you get paid the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of zeros.
Yep.
Oh, so many
zeros.
Just nothing else.
Lahan, what would you like to do? You're 30 feet in the air, I believe.
I am in fact 30 feet in the air. Stumbled out of that house. I will go out. I don't want this giant to smack me.
I mean, I'll let you know, if you just go higher again, you'll probably have an angle on that bear that's inside that you had previously combat tracked.
I would indeed probably have an angle on that bear, but there is a civilian on the ground unconscious that takes bleeding out, that takes priority. So Lahan will sort of zip around this side of the building with her force pack staying currently 30 feet in the air and take another shot at that giant as she goes.
Okay.
Not the best thing in the world, but you know, we're gonna do it. It's a 30 to hit EAC.
Oh, you know it. Once
for 31 points of cold damage. Yeah, it doesn't take all of it. I get it.
It's telling you helps me remember is the big thing.
But
there have been far too many times where I've forgotten DR or resistance, and you guys are doing so much damage now, I really need to remember it. But that's Lahan's turn.
Uh-huh.
And you see Grar. Grar, it's your turn. There is a very beat up giant in front of you.
Alright, well, am I still hasted?
I think at this point it's what, last round?
This will be the last round, yes.
Alright, so let me go do a full attack, and assuming the full attack ends this giant's continued existence on this plane of reality, let's move on to the next.
I mean, there's a real good chance it does.
There's a really good chance it does, I know, but nothing's certain until it happens, but this seems pretty certain to me.
Yeah, both of those hit.
Yeah.
You kill the giant.
And there we go. Let's see, how do I kill the giant? I still have a ferocious sword and it ceases to exist. All right, on to the next.
It ceases to exist, but all of its equipment just tumbles to the ground.
It's a very thoughtful roar. All right, that's it for me. What a nice break turn.
All right, Jacinto. Hey, it's not staggered anymore.
It's not staggered anymore. Artanya will also scuttle over. Scuttle, scuttle, scuttle.
Scuttle, scuttle, scuttle.
Hey, if you plan it right, Artanya could get into a flanking position, basically.
That's what I'm thinking. Artanya is hastened. So we do that?
Yeah, that would provoke.
Super would. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, as long as you're aware of it provoking.
Yeah, that's probably fine. I've got DR now. Also, Jacinto will move up a little bit to... Jacinto would like to give... would like to have taken a reaction, because I never remember my battle leader battle cries. So,
sure.
With your blessing, Jacinto will call out to Grar as he drops that giant and say, good job, bear friend. You're doing great out there. I'm really glad that I accidentally summoned you here, if it was my fault. And you will get back 22 plus 4. You'll get back 26 stamina points.
Oh, that's going to cover all the damage I somehow took.
You did. You. I did manage to hit you once with that one giant, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that attack of opportunity, Tom, that was a 31 versus KAC for 35 bludgeoning and electric.
All right. So I'll shrug off. So you said 35?
Yes. And I'll take 11?
Minus 11 is 24. Yes, you take 11 points of piercing damage.
Ow, it's
you strike my spider.
It's a spiky thing.
Yes, yes, it is. And Artania will then bite.
Cursed
we'll
bites.
Make a... You know what? We're going to make a full attack to try and fish for crits. No crits, but 27 should... 28, 29 will hit.
It does. And
that's 22 piercing.
22 piercing.
And then Jacinto will throw a level 3 mind thrust at this giant. Because
oh, no!
We got to get moving. We got to keep going. Wow. So that's 41 points of damage. I rolled a nat 20 on the spell penetration. There were a lot of blue numbers, and I was very surprised.
Yeah. I rolled very high for my saving throw, though, Tom. So I
hate baddies saving throws, honestly.
I know. So I take 20, which is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. For, you know, unavoidable damage. So that is my whole turn.
Its nose bleeds slightly, and it cries a few tears of blood. And it's Finn's turn. Finn, the fully, I'm presuming, photon-attuned Solarian.
Indeed. But there's only the one left now. So I suppose you guys don't need to word. Oh, right here. There we go. Right across from Artania. And smack it. 35 to hit for 32 bludgeoning damage.
Super does. I'm not happy about it. Gosh. These giants. You guys were so... You guys seemed to be scared or apprehensive about him, except for Leif at first. And then you just started doing the murders.
And we just realized, oh, they're vulnerable to death.
They're vulnerable to death. Yes. They do hit like a Mack truck, but they're vulnerable to death.
Yeah.
Their only weakness.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Mortal wounds, my one weakness.
This giant is not happy about being shot repeatedly.
I mean, no one really is.
Right? Yeah. Oh, that is so bad for that innocent pedestrian. It gets stepped on.
No! God dang it, Jed!
And as it steps on them, it chuckles. It's like, and then it kind of tennis racket backhands you. You have now joined the Ava Sports Equipment Club. Uh, 24 versus your KAC. Holy crap, I rolled a 5. That probably misses, doesn't it?
A 25.
24. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, still misses.
Ugh, that would have been 38 juicy damage.
No damage. No. None of that.
No damage.
This bear that I think it just got stabbed in the butt from range, throwing stabbed, will turn around and step over by Ava and attempt to claw her. They will do at least one violent action.
It moved through a threatened square.
Oh god, it did, didn't it?
Is that close to me? Yes, it did.
Oh, that's balls.
I let the whip lashes out. 33 against KAC for 29 acid and slashing damage.
Oh, that hurts so much. It's still standing. Ah, it has 69 hit points left.
Nice.
And it's gonna lash out with a claw.
Not nice.
Oh, but it's a 32, and I know that.
No, nope, that hits.
Oh, that hits. It's Grar where 32 is.
Sadness. Yeah.
It is 23 slashing damage, and does that... It has another secondary effect that I need to look up, because I am... aware. The problem with custom creations. I did not hit your KAC plus four, did I?
No, you did not hit my KAC plus four.
Curses. I had hopes. Hopes and dreams. And this bear, full attacks the door in front of it, and you hear the door splinter. Ava, you see the door splinter, and you hear screams from within. We are over to this dead giant who's coming off the turn tracker, and we're coming to the last remaining live giant on this map over here. And it's gonna draw its hammer, and it's gonna try and hit the bear.
Oh, was it the bear, not the Solarian?
Or the spider?
Definitely wants or to hit one of
no,
them.
It's
all I've got to say, Conrad, is this better hit because it's a 19 on the die. It's a 38.
Let me check.
No.
It's off by two. No, it's a hit.
Okay. 40 electric and bludgeoning damage.
All right. Let's... Okay. As a reaction, I'm going to use the approximately 2 billion entry points I've built up over the last, like, freaking several minutes to... Where is it at? Where is it at? Where is it at? Where is it at? About to mitigate, which means I'm still new to this.
No. Me reacting like this is because I feel like I'm fighting Gus.
So first off, I'm going to mitigate that by an amount equal to my Vanguard level, which is 11. I think this is fine.
Yeah, so we're down to 29.
And also with the RF rate, so down to 27. All right, that's funny. That's fine. I feel bad. I shouldn't feel bad because these are baddies who, you know. Like bad guys, I feel bad. That's not 27 damage. Fine.
Okay. And it's turn 12, and something happens on turn 12, y'all.
Oh no!
The big ship fires another gun.
Yeah, that second barrel glows at the same brightness as that first barrel did when it fired, and a lance of that dark purple red energy strikes down at the town, and it looks as though it struck the cathedral.
Oh no!
And there's a kathoom! And that shockwave, and the ground rumbles, and you hear people in the town, all across the town, you're starting to hear screaming, because people are freaking the heck out. And Ava, it's your turn.
Ava's gonna full attack. Now let's do this one at a time here. 24 to hit EAC for the bear for 39 damage.
I did a bad.
What have you done?
Judy echoes in the background.
I think I might have fixed it. Just a second.
What did
you do, Jet?
I messed up a map, but I fixed it. It's all better.
Okay.
Sorry, it was a thing that I needed to do. Alright, Singing Onslaught. Ava, you targeted the bear that...
So, you moved him away. He was right next to me.
Okay, that was because I hit undo because I was trying to fix the problem, and that didn't fix the problem, it moved the bear. So the bear is actually there.
So does a 24 hit his EAC?
I am sure it does, but let me double check. Oh, yes, it does.
Or 39 sonic damage. Is it still alive?
It is still alive.
31 will hit then for another 36 sonic damage.
It is now dead.
All right. How does a 17 strike this bear over here with a thrown shuriken?
It deflects off of its plump rump.
He was so ready to
that was off the hip, Tom. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, that's my turn.
It's Lahan's turn. There's a giant standing on what used to be a person.
It's a rude hanging giant. I will, goodness gracious, I'm just gonna zip away. How do I want to do
what?
This?
Why would you do that?
Because I don't like it stepping on that human being, person. I'm gonna zip right past it, sort of over here, provoking an attack of opportunity.
Oh my, an attack of opportunity. A 28 versus KAC?
Is all that meets.
Yes! 39 electric and bludgeoning damage.
Alright. And I'll take another shot. 27 to hit.
That hits.
33 cold damage.
33 cold damage. Oh, no, no! Not minus 233.
Oh, no! Quick, add 200 back!
There we go.
I hate it when I do that.
There we are. It's fixed. You shot it. It shrugged off some of the damage like before. And it did the thing with the hammer with your body. It is Grar's turn.
What does Grar want to do? Grar wants to end the existence of another further generic baddie. How is Grar going to do that? Grar's going to keep doing what he's been doing. You know what? He's going to keep doing what he's doing. I'm open to suggestions, by the way. Like, have you played the Vanguard before, right? Like, is there anything I'm missing here?
No, you're pretty much getting it. I think there's not, like, I don't know exactly how you built your particular Vanguard, but yeah, uh-huh. you're like, you're doing the full attack. You're getting up in the baddies' faces. Like, yeah.
And I mean, you have abilities, but you haven't really had the need to do them yet. Like, you know, the ones that are more expensive entropy point wise.
Yeah. And like, I've seen some, like, I've got an extra GS by Catalyst. Like, each foe within 30 feet must attempt a 42 saving throw, but that's a standard, isn't it? Right?
So you can, yeah, as a standard action, you can spend. Well, yeah, you can. Oh, standard action to spend 4 entropy points, yes, to be able to do that. Which is pretty cool. That's not something that I've ever done on a Vanguard yet. Oh, you're also. Aspect Catalyst is 12th level. We are 11th level, so you can't do that right now anyway.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, fair.
Yeah, so don't even worry about that.
I'm not going to worry about that.
Okay. I don't know.
Let's just do a whole bunch of damage then, huh? It's funny, doesn't it?
Ugh, that's gross.
That is disgusting. I'm sorry. I feel like I should apologize. That's a lot.
Never apologize.
That's 84 damage.
Yeah.
It's still standing, but that's still gross.
Roar.
It's gross. Jacinto.
I do not know where I am. All I know is that I must kill.
You are so discombobulated. You just, you're like, I don't know where I am, but I gotta kill giant people.
There's a thing for this. Oh, go ahead. Over to the next.
All right. Artanya is going to bite at this thing. Everybody make sure that you've got Song of the Spheres turned off now. Song of the Spheres is no longer here. Artanya will bite. And Artanya's gonna... Oh, you know, I need to adjust something real quick on my sheet because actually additional attacks for Artanya take six, a minus six penalty as opposed to a minus four. Mm-hmm. So Artanya is going to, that said, attack twice. So that is a 27 versus KAC.
That hits.
Giant. Please take 28 points of piercing damage.
It's still standing, but it looks, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Well, then Jacinto is just going to throw a level 2 mind thrust at him. So he can go ahead and make me a will saving throw as I just hurl my spell slots around willy-nilly, like this is some sort of boss fight or something.
And I have said it before, will is, of all things, their best saving throw. They got a 27.
Yeah, so 30 points of damage becomes 15 points of damage.
It is hanging on by a thread.
Should have gone with the third level mind thrust then. That's okay. Who knows? I might have rolled even worse damage. It is definitely possible. And that will be my turn.
Finn!
Yeah, Finn's gonna punch again. What's
sure.
Finn's gonna do?
If this hits, this thing's dead.
Oh, no!
It deftly fends off Finn's... I was gonna say punches, but with those rolls, those slaps...
Feels like that scene from Princess Bride where Neo Mato is just like barely deflecting when he's like almost dead.
Yeah.
And we're back to this giant that Ava. Well, Ava's been ignoring this giant, but Lahan hasn't. And you're how far up, Lahan? I know I've swung at you, but that might have been a mistake if you were too high. Were you only 30 feet up?
I'm 30 feet up.
Okay, so this giant has the movement to base you, sort of. It's beneath you and striking up. And that's close enough to hit.
Rude.
I'm just going to try and swat you out of the air. But I rolled a 3 on the die.
Giant.
Let Lahan over here fate tanking.
That bear is dead. That bear is alive and is starting to push its way. It goes in the child's room or the children's room.
Stop it! Bad bears!
there are more screams. And now it's the final... The final giant on this map, the loneliest giant, the one that's just swaying and bobbing, and it's so bad. It's so bad, everybody. And it's just going to incredibly, incredibly tiredly just... It wants the bear to go away.
I just tell him to surrender. Like, really, we'll give you some beer if you surrender.
Actually, if Grar says that out loud, I think the giant just collapses.
Okay, would you mind?
No, that's...
Okay, that's what Grar says?
Yeah, the giant is going to have the depressed alien face. They collapse. They're just unconscious. They give up.
Do you have beer in this universe?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is a brewery of beer.
I don't know this.
I thought it was. The first barrel on the gun starts glowing slightly.
All right.
And on that is, I think, when we're going to stop on turn 13.
Right. Yeah, something has to be done about that ship. I really don't know how we're going to get to it in any semblance of good timing, though, before it just bombs the hell out of Sandpoint. Our ship is over at 11, yes?
You landed at... No, your ship would be here. The docks were sort of like where the Valdemar... Like, actually, I think I gave Nick homework to figure out where the starships were being built. And I think we forgot about that homework.
Just put it where the Valdemar fishing docks are.
Yeah, the Valdemar docks are like over here. Yeah. So the ship would be over this way. So you guys are actually relatively close to it at this point, those of you that are to the south.
All right.
But I did add something to this map. I don't know if you all saw.
Oh, no. There are big craters.
Yep.
Those don't reflect everything that's going on there, but I wanted a visual representation of where things were struck. So it's not specifically a crater, but that is where the strikes happened. And I actually tried to put them to scale. So that's the area that was damaged.
Well, Jacinto says a prayer for his priest friend, whose name he didn't forget.
Father's Zantus.
Yes.
So I hope you all have fun tonight. I had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very upset about these bears.
I'm so excited for you to meet Grar and just see, because Grar, of all of the uplifted bears we've seen, Grar looks like a normal ass bear. Because all the other uplifted bears are purple, burgundy. We know that there's a blue one in existence somewhere. You know.
And like they wear clothes and stuff, right? Like,
okay, like see the way you've always like, described him was, this is a normal ass brown bear.
Yeah. No, like, I think I mentioned it once, but then go into detail, right? Like, so he doesn't actually wear the armor. This is just a purely flavor perspective, right? Like, so from a flavor perspective, he consumes the armor, and just like, that's how he mechanically does it. But like, he's furry, fuzzy, you know?
Yeah. No.
Naked, I guess.
I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm amazed I got Ava into hit points. That was astonishing.
That's not the first time you've done it. I don't know why this is still amazing to you.
Because in my head, Ava is a shadow on my heart, and she is a thing of terror and fear. she is called the Living Genocide for a reason.
Because Jeff played all those goblins.
I identified with
them. Grew attached to them.
I was. Remember the beehives that were nestled inside the Tashtari? Oh.
Yes. Terrifying and terrible and horrible and wrong.
But on that note, I'd like to thank Paizo. Leif. Who do we have to thank for music tonight? I think I might have had it just a touch too quiet. I was so wrapped up in what we were doing. But who was going on in the background?
We had Lo-Fi Girl and Alex Production.
Awesome. And I would like to thank all of you for playing with me. So much fun. So much fun. And I'm loving all your characters still. And... we're finding out new things about him still, thanks to the icebreaker questions. And I got a whole bunch recently, but please give me more. I hunger. What do we got going on this Sunday, Tom?
This Sunday, our free-flying traders are going to continue forming a plan, perhaps take a few more meetings that they were scheduled for in the formation of this plan around Smuggler's Moon. One of my new favorite locations in the Starfinder universe. And
it's super cool.
Yeah. And they're going to try and lure in big time baddie, Lord St. John, once and for all, to deal with him.
Here's hoping.
Permanently. Here's hoping.
Yeah. And then next week, we'll continue with this raid on Sandpoint, and we'll find out just how much of Sandpoint survives. How did y'all like those orbital strikes?
Unnecessary.
Didn't like.
Very rude.
They were very rude.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty rude, yeah. If you, anyone has any questions, comments, anything like that, you can contact us via our Discord, which is in a link down below if you're on our Twitch page. Also, nonstartaction@gmail.com. And I already did my icebreaker plea, but I'll say it again. Please give me questions to ask these folks. And I think it's time for us to say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to everybody.
Everybody.
I will not play your games. Have a good night, everyone.